งั้นเดี๋ยวเพื่อเอาง่ายๆเนี่ยผมจะไปจอดตามจุดต่างๆให้ดูให้เห็นแล้วกันนะ
Today we're just 5 in the open-sided buggy that seats around 20 due to the rain few people have ventured out The Lampak Bia plant in Phetchaburi, about 3 hours southwest of Bangkok, is very popular with researchers, students, and unexpectedly, bird and nature lovers. The plant is an example of a cheap natural method that can be used to treat household wastewater, one of the major causes of pollution in Thailand. Wastewater is treated through oxidation ponds the size of football pitches constructed on wetlands, and mangrove forests that filter wastewater from the municipality of Phetchaburi.The concept can be recreated anywhere in the country, explains Pakin Mas Kunrat, an environmental expert at the plant.
Our project is like an outdoor experimental lab, so we take these different types of species, test them in our project site, see which one works best.
And how would someone in northern Thailand know which plant to apply?
So we set out a team, go there, see, collect the wastewater sample, take the plant sample, come back, and then we try to test them out over here, does it work or not, with different climate conditions.
Here, household wastewater from the town's 600,000 inhabitants is piped into large man-made basins and left to the elements. Sunlight, oxygen, algae, fish and mangroves, it's essentially basic science, with huge consequences on the quality of the water dumped back into the rivers.
So right now we're in the process of trying to get the collaboration of every city center to try to set up these wastewater because we believe that it's a pretty big issue.
And what happens to waste currently?
The waste in Thailand is being dumped into landfills, but we're trying to change that.
And wastewater is what? Just dumped also?
Yeah, dumped into the river.Yep, and dumped into the soil or dumped out into the ocean without treatment. If it's domestic wastewater from household, they just go into the river. But if it's industrial, again, we do have laws and regulations that basically cover that you're not allowed to dump in that. However, the main key issue is domestic wastewater that basically is an issue in Thailand right now.
This site is one of 10 across Thailand that treats sewage naturally by recreating a thriving ecosystem as per the late King's Nature Cures Nature outlook.With the science out of the way, it's time to spot the nature.
We're now entering the mangrove ecosystems.
The tour takes us past dense, untouched mangrove forest that's grown from 50 hectares 30 years ago to 500 hectares today. It doesn't take long for visitors to see these big lizards in action.
So what just happened?
Coming into the ecosystem, so we found the water monitors. So these water, the size that we found here, he's about a meter long.
We considered,
so he's eating...He's eating the fish from our pond. So this is the fish that basically controls the algae inside the pond.
A population of 400 aquatic monitor lizards thrive here and are easily spotted on the banks of the ponds. They eat around 10 fish per day.
The biggest one we found here in our project is around 3 meters long, the monitor lizards. So it's nearly the size of a crocodile. In Thailand, they are protected animals. It is against the law that we go kill them.So they're an endangered species.
And that's not all. The area is one of the top 10 bird-watching locations of Thailand.
We just saw the painted stalk, that one. They are black on their wings. The peak is basically a little bit pink or orangey, depending on their mating seasons. And this is also the Thai pelican. And this is the water crow. So this is only 3 of the 250 species of bird that we found here in our project.
Through environmentally and ecologically sustainable methods, the man-made constructed wetland has restored the balance of nature. More than a sewage plant, the site is quickly earning a reputation as an eco-tourist attraction and an ideal destination for bird-watching. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Phetchaburi, Thailand.